Good morning, everybody, and thank you for joining in another episode of the One Big Stoke. As always, I am your host, Megan Johnson. I do apologize for the background noise. I'm pretty sure there is some. It is raining, so this will be a little bit of a shorter episode due to the rain, as well as, you know, me not wanting you to deal with the background noise for too long. Regardless, I'm still debating on whether to take on sponsorship or not. So if you'd like to weigh in, yes, no, or otherwise, again, you can do so until the end of the week. Today is Sunday, but I'll extend it to Wednesday, just so everyone can. If y'all want to add in your 2 cents, feel free. And so that'll be until Wednesday, which is not the end of the week, because I totally spaced about it being Sunday, because it's been a very, very interesting week. Anyways, alrighty, so that is all I have for y'all. Let's get into the quote. It is a Epictetus quote, and it is, "Wealth consists not in having great possessions, but in having few wants." Having wealth is less about the possessions and more about the lack of wants. Which I can completely understand his reasoning for his mentioning it. His reasoning I'm not as familiar with. However, wealth is an interesting metric, because who is happier? The person who is constantly grabbing for more money, or the one who is completely content with what they currently have and their lot in life? Who has greater wealth? What happens if you're a middle class family, maybe a lower middle class, and you had a childhood that was free from want, that was extremely dense in the amount of love, affection, and memories you have. I'm not sure about the tense. Anyways, but you didn't have a lot of money growing up, but you had a lot of awesome memories. You had few wants. You had great family and great friends. Contrast that with a well-to-do family, same hypothetical person, who wants for nothing when it comes to monetary value, but because of that, their parents have to be away more often to keep up with that same amount of money. They, you know, have to have a 50-hour work week, 60-hour work week instead of the regular 40. Thank you. Sorry about that. My phone just gave me an emergency flood warning and it went through my headphones. It was really loud. I hope it didn't go through the recording, because, yeah, that would really suck. But this thing has not picked up music before, so I'm hoping it doesn't pick up that. If it did not edit that out, I do really, really apologize. That was loud. Anyways, conversely, your parents are around less often because of the larger wealth that they have in order to make that wealth. In Epictetus' mind, the latter hypothetical person would be more wealthy than the former. The former would be more wealthy than the latter. In Epictetus' mind. And I would agree to an extent. Now, just taking two hypothetical people on the surface has its ups and downs, but you can have happiness does not come from wealth. You can be completely happy without wealth, and you can be unhappy with it. However, the reverse is also true. You can be extremely poor and unhappy. You can be extremely wealthy and very happy. Your happiness is not tied, generally speaking, to your monetary worth. Happiness is decided based on your wants. Now, when I say wants, it's not necessarily I want the newest Xbox, I want the newest PlayStation, I want the newest this, that, or the other thing. But if you can intrinsically figure out ways to want less and to be happy regardless of your situation, you will be wealthy mentally, physically, and emotionally. Because wealth hasn't always been about money and isn't always about money. It's about having the mindset to be okay with your lot regardless of what you're dealing with at the time. Think about that. Wealth comes from within. In Epictetus' point of view, as well as my own. Yes, money makes things easier, but it's not the end-all be-all. And that's the important thing here, is that yes, money makes things easier, but it's not a necessary thing, to an extent. Yes, you need enough money to live and to survive and to scrape together some kind of means. However, there's an upward ceiling to where more is not always better. Think about that. Sometimes we have to rethink what money does for us. Yes, it's very convenient. Yes, it allows us a lot of opportunity, but at what point does our strive for making money supersede our happiness or our ability to communicate with our family and friends as much as we want to? It's a give and take. Money's not evil. I'm not saying that. All I'm saying is that it's on a continuum. And at one point, it's like a U-shaped curve. At one point, it's too little, it makes you unhappy. And then you get to the Goldilocks zone, whatever that is for you. It'll be different for everybody. And then you start going up to where more money just makes things more difficult to an extent. And so figure out what you'd be comfortable with. Aim for that. Try and see if how much you're currently making, if you can finagle some things around and see if you can be happy with that. If you're the kind of person that struggles with happiness because they don't have enough money. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I don't want to keep y'all much longer. I am almost at work and the rain's starting to let up. Thank goodness it came out like a torrent earlier today. Whew. All right. It's going to be another fun day. Thank you for joining me on another episode of The One Take Stoic. I'm your host, Megan Johnson. If you'd like to connect with me on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook, you can do so on all of those platforms at Thriving on Fat. If you'd like to check out the show notes for this or any of the other episodes, you can do so at thrivingonfat.com/stoic. If you like what you've heard and feel like somebody, you know somebody who could get something out of the show, please rate, review, subscribe, and share on your podcast catcher of choice. And lastly, if you wanted to let me know your thoughts, feelings, and opinions on me taking on sponsorship, then let me know at thrivingonfat@gmail.com or thrivingonfat.com/contact. You should be able to leave notes on there as well. Regardless, thank you for joining me in another episode of The One Take Stoic. As always, I've been your host, Megan Johnson. Talk to you tomorrow.